Jazakumullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and ability to practice upon the advices that Mawlana shared with us. Mawlana, he touched upon many important aspects, and what Mawlana wrapped up on was that in order to ensure that our iman stays safe, our belief stays safe, we remain doing ibadah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the correct understanding of deen, two things Mawlana mentioned: good environment and good company. In regards to good company, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran, Ya ayyuhallatheena amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. That you who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you who believe, Ya ayyuhallatheena amanu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affectionately is addressing those people who have brought iman. So, O you who believe, ittaqullah, fear the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear doing anything which will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say after? وَكُونُ مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, and associate, stay with those people who are truthful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a method of how we can protect our iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is iman. Iman needs to be protected. How can iman be protected? Our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah mentions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the method of protecting our iman. And what is that? We adopt taqwa. We stay away from everything which brings a displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a times our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah mentions that when we hear the word taqwa, the translation which is given is fear Allah, fear Allah. So when we hear the word fear Allah, many people become despondent that I am fearing Allah. And because of this despondency, many people, they stop doing amal altogether. Because they have this thought in their mind that we're fearing Allah, fearing Allah. Our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah mentions that is not the meaning of taqwa. The meaning of taqwa, the meaning when it is said that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means that fear disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the example of respected Shaykh Hafizahullah mentions that if someone has immense love for his parents, for his father, for his mother, if a person has immense love for his teacher, whether it be his teacher in madrasa, whether it be teacher in school, then he will ensure that he does not do anything which will displease them. He will not do anything which will displease. If his parents have said that you have to be back home after Isha Salah, tells the son that you have to be back home. The parents have mentioned to the daughter that after you finish school, after you finish college, after you finish university, we would like that you are back home at this time. Then the parents are not being cruel. And if the child or this student tells the friends that my parents have told me to do this, so people may say that, are you scared of your parents? No. The thought that goes into our mind, I am doing this because I love my parents. So that is the same thing, same concept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to embed in our hearts. That we stay away from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this fear is such, it's not a fear of how we fear an enemy, how we fear a ferocious animal. This is a fear of love. That we're fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying away from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're fearing Allah in order to gain proximity and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that ittaqullah, that fear disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is done. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the method of protecting our iman is taqwa. Now, what is the method of adorning ourselves with taqwa? What is the method of staying away from the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, وَكُونُ مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Stay with those people who are truthful. Stay with those people who are truthful, who say the truth, who speak the truth outwardly and also inwardly. In the glorious Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this verse, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning an incident. And due to this incident, because of the truthful character of certain individuals, there were three individuals who were involved in an incident. Because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the word sadaqu, has mentioned the word sadiqeen. But in another verse of the Quran, because this was an outstanding quality of those people who had this quality of sidq, truthfulness in front of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by mentioning this outstanding quality and outstanding feature of theirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing our attention to something else. In another verse of the glorious Quran, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّ وُجُوهَكُمْ, in the second juice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned certain qualities. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends that verse with the words, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. That these are the people who are truthful. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say after that? وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. These truthful people who have got these qualities inside them, they are the ones who are the muttaqeen servants. These are the servants who fear the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we learn from this is that we need to associate ourselves with those people who fear the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we sit in their company, it will become very easy for us to stay away from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. It will become very easy for us to inculcate and bring into our lives those things, those commands which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to do and has told us to carry out. Now, because this is the verse of the glorious Quran, the Quran is going to be with us until the day of judgment. There is nothing in the glorious Quran, like our respected Maulana just mentioned, that is going to become outdated. Everything is going to be relevant until we breathe our last, until the day of judgment comes. Everything will be relevant. Everything will be relevant. So this verse of the glorious Quran also stands, which means that in every era, in every time, there will be such people who will have this quality of sadaqu, who will have this quality of sidq, who will have this quality of taqwa within them that we can associate with and we can sit in their company and we can benefit from them. So many a times we hear this. Again, these are all misconceptions, these forces which are working around us in order to draw a person away from iman. When people say that I associate with a certain sheikh, I associate with a certain alim, I listen to this certain imam, then again, thoughts are being put, doubts are put into people's minds. Are you following this imam? Are you following this alim? Or are you following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are you following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are deceptions of shaitan. These are deceptions of shaitan. My dear respected friends, my dear respected mothers and sisters, when we want to learn about deen, when we want to come close to deen, then we will, when we see that someone is far away from deen, then we will tell them that enroll yourself at a certain institute. Go to this madrasa, go to this Islamic university. We will tell a person that this is a very good book that I've read. Please read this book. So what are we implying? Are we saying that connect yourself to this book? Are we saying that you are connecting yourself to this institute? No. What are we saying? That these are methods and tools and means that a person will be able to gain the closeness of Allah. So his objective is not that he wants to follow this university, this Islamic madrasa that he is going to. His intention is not that you start following this book. By following this book, by reading the guidance in this book, then you will inculcate and bring into your life the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the same way, my dear respected friends, my mothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every era has created Rijalullah, the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we look throughout history, there were many, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent into this world approximately 124,000 prophets to guide mankind. But after each prophet went, there was a time where there was no prophet. So who was guiding the people at that time? Who was ensuring that people stay on the straight path? There were the pious people, the pious ulama, the muttaqin servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the method of the Khulafai Rashideen. The Khulafai Rashideen, now they have also left this world. So until the day of judgment, there will be ulama. There will be ulama that we can consult, we can talk to, we can relate to, in order to ensure that we do those things which bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we stay away from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is very important, very vital that we visit and frequent the majalis and the gatherings of the ulama. And the brothers and sisters who live in Leicester, we are very fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us such a personality in the form of our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, who day and night toils and makes effort in order to bring people closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so that people can become not only lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, he established the Islamic Dawah Academy, the aim of our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah was that to create an awareness and understanding of the correct teachings of Islam. And through this, we will be able to change ourselves and develop ourselves, not only religiously, but also morally. Not only do we rectify our outer selves, we also rectify our inner selves. So for this, the Islamic Dawah Academy has many activities and many programs which take place for different people from different walks of life, for all ages, for brothers and sisters. As this is a sisters gathering, I would just like to mention a few activities and programs that the Islamic Dawah Academy provides specifically for sisters. The first is in the form of the educational establishment of Riyadus Salihat. Riyadus Salihat is an Islamic educational institute for higher Islamic education, and it caters for sisters over the age of 16. And Riyadhus Salihat offers two types of courses, full-time courses and also part-time courses. From the full-time course, the Riyadhus Salihat provides is the Alimiyya course. The Alimiyya course. What is the Alimiyya course? The Alimiyya course is a traditional course. It's a traditional course in which the students will study the key sciences of Islam, through which the students will be able to understand comprehensively the teachings of Islam, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the understanding of the Quran and the Hadith. This course, the Alimiyya course, is a traditional course and it is imparted in many institutes all throughout the world. It is a very, very valuable system of education. At the Islamic Dawah Academy in Riyadhus Salihat, this Alimiyya course is of a two-level form, of a two-tier form. The Alimiyya course, it consists of 5 years. However, we have divided it up into two. The first is the Fadila course. The Fadila course is 3 years of the Alimiyya course. And those students who study the first 3 years, they will have a strong understanding and a strong understanding of the Arabic language, wherein they will study Arabic syntax, Arabic grammar, Arabic literature. Together with that, they will be able to gain a basic level of understanding of fiqh. They will also learn some hadith. They will also learn the translation of the Ghuriz Quran. So those people who are unable, those sisters who are unable to dedicate themselves for the full 5 years, they can do these first three years, and then they can graduate with only 3 years, although they haven't done the advanced subjects, but they will be able to teach at least until maktab level. So they will be able to teach, the sisters will be able to teach at a madrasa, in an evening madrasa. And then the second level is the full Alimiyya course, the full 5 years. Then the sisters will move on, they will study advanced level of fiqh. Together with that, they will be doing the translation of the complete Quran, and they will be learning tafsir at an advanced level, and they will also be studying books from the Siha Sitta, the six authentic books of Ahadith. They will also be learning the principles of fiqh, the principles of tafsir. So this is all will be covered in the 5 year course of the Alimiyya course. Now, there may be some sisters who are unable to dedicate themselves to such an intensive course. That is why usually at the Islamic Dawah Academy, we do not take students who are over the age of 22 because of the time and the dedication which is required. But we have other courses as well. We have the further education course. The full-time Alimiyya course, that runs Monday to Fridays from 8 o'clock until 1:45 for the students who are in the first 2 years, and the students who are studying in the final 3 years, they also have to attend on Saturdays as well. The further education course, it's a four-day course, Monday to Thursday. And this course is for sisters who want to enhance their understanding of deen, so that they are able to practice upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to everything which relates to the daily life, the daily transactions, the daily dealings, the adab and the moral that a person should have on a daily basis. This course runs Monday to Thursday, and it is approximately 1.5 hours on a daily basis. And in this course, we have two classes. One class runs in the Urdu language, one class runs in the English language. And in this course, the subjects which are taught is the recitation of the Quran with Tajweed, the Ahadith with the commentary of the Ahadith. They will be studying Seerah, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they will be studying Fiqh, and Fiqh, especially those masail which relate to females. And they will be studying Adab, Islamic conduct and Islamic morals. So sisters who are interested in enrolling in any of these courses, if they go to the stalls after the programs, then inshallah the teachers and the volunteers who are there will be able to explain to them about these courses in detail and how to apply and how to get an application form. Another course we have is the prep course, the preparatory course. This is for those students who want to enroll in the Alimiyya course. However, they do not understand they are not very familiar with the Urdu language. The medium of teaching in the Alimiyya course is the Urdu language. And the reason for this is that there are many books available in the Urdu language which have not been yet translated into English language. The knowledge of Islam which is available in the Urdu language, it is limited in the English language. So it is for this reason that although the Islamic Dawah Academy, we cater for sisters who speak the English language and also the Urdu language, but the Alimiyya course, it is taught in the Urdu language, although the books that the students will be studying will be in the Arabic language in the latter years. So those students who are not familiar with the Urdu language, we have a one-year comprehensive and Urdu course. So they will learn Urdu, together with learning Urdu, they will be also studying fiqh, ahadith, so that once they have completed this course, they will be able to enroll in the Admiya course. So these are the courses which are available in Riyadhus Salihat. Other programs that we have, regular programs for sisters, we have a program on a monthly basis, which takes place on the first Sunday of the month. So the first weekend, which comes at the beginning of the month, Saturday, we have a program for brothers, and on Sunday, we have a special spiritual gathering, a special tazkiyah gathering for sisters, which takes place after the Dhuhr Salah. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, he mentions time and again that it is very important, very vital, that we correct our outer self and also we correct our inner self. We reform ourselves outwardly, we reform ourselves inwardly. We concentrate on soul rectification, which is this institute in Islam is known as tazkiyah. And one of the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa yuzakkihim, was to reform people. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, he's a well-known authority in the field of tazkiyah. And our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, when it comes to tazkiyah, in inculcating the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in people's hands, in people's hearts, and in order to reform people, our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah devotes a lot of time to this aspect of deen. He devotes a lot of time and energy to this aspect of deen. So on a monthly basis, for sisters specifically, our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, he holds, and the Islamic Dawah Academy holds a monthly tazkiyah gathering for sisters, in which our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah also imparts his words of advice. So sisters are requested that they participate in this program. On a yearly basis, we have the annual sisters gathering. And together with that, currently, we were not having this, but we have a bi-monthly sisters program. Inshallah, that will be starting soon again. Right now, the sisters gathering has taken place. Inshallah, within 2 months or 3 months, the bi-monthly sisters program will take place. That is like a condensed version, a mini version of the program that we are holding today. All the talks are in the English language. So these are the programs which are available for sisters. So we humbly request that the sisters, they pay attention to the programs and activities of the Islamic Dawah Academy. They connect themselves to the Islamic Dawah Academy with this intention that we want to better ourselves. If we better ourselves, not only will we become better individuals in society, better citizens, but together with that, we will become better in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will become beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with that, sisters are reminded that we also have, especially the sisters who live in Leicester, that we also have a kids program which takes place on a weekly basis. Every Saturday mornings, we have a special kids program which is for children of primary school age, between the age of 6 and 11. So we have two programs, one for boys and one for girls. And in this program, students are taught about deen. They are able to develop morally, spiritually, in an enjoyable environment. Because the way that this program is set up is in a unique manner. That in this program, the boys and girls who attend, they will also listen to short talks, stories will be read out to them, quizzes will take place, and together with that, the second part of the program focuses on play and games, playing games and sports. So in an enjoyable environment. So this program takes place on every Saturday mornings for boys. The program takes place from 11 o'clock until 12:30. And for girls, it takes place from 12:45 until 2:15. And together with that, we have other weekly programs of our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, which the sisters living in Leicester can listen to our respected Shaykh over the receiver. And sisters who live outside Leicester, they can listen to the programs of the Islamic Dawah Academy over the internet. On Tuesdays, our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, he imparts the Dars of Hadith in the English language. On Friday, after Jummah Salah, our respected Shaykh, he imparts the Dars of Hadith in the Urdu language. On Friday evenings after the Isha Salah, our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, he imparts a weekly tazkiyah gathering. And on Sunday evenings after the Maghrib Salah, our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah imparts the Dars of Quran. So everyone is requested that they participate in these programs. And together with that, Islamic Dawah Academy publishes different publications, different booklets, different leaflets covering many topics, especially those topics which are relevant to today's day and age, to which are contemporary issues. And our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, on a monthly basis in Riyadhul Jannah, he gives timely guidance in his editorial in Riyadhul Jannah. So all the sisters are requested that they benefit from the different activities of the Islamic Dawah Academy, different programs of the Islamic Dawah Academy, and also the different publications of the Islamic Dawah Academy. Jazakumullah.